Think, feeling, willing, functions of the mind. What do we do about willing? Actually, I did not speak about that. It's quite sharp about your first part, pointing that out. Thank you. So, in one sense, the thinking, feeling, willing are, Ramanujacharya says that they are functions of the mind. In a broad sense, we could say they are functions of the subtle body. Because often thinking we associate with the intelligence. Thinking, thoughtfulness is a function of the intelligence. So it could be roughly associated like that. But the faculty of intention, intentionality, it actually is one step later. So the going back to the example of the chariot. So the thinking and feeling, it's like, say, the chariot is going in a particular direction. The horses see something. And one horse starts moving towards some juicy vegetable. Then a perception has come in and the charioteer sees it. The horse is going in that direction, charioteer stops and pulls it back. So in this case, the charioteer is the intelligence and the reins are more or less the conduits connecting the horse and the charioteer. Now, intentionality is the, if you see, look at the chariot body analogy, the charioteer is not going independently. There's a passenger, the warrior, who's there in the chariot, who wants to go in a particular direction, and the charioteer is supposed to take the chariot in that direction. So like that, the function of intentionality comes from the soul. Actually, thinking, feeling, willing, all three come from the soul. But in terms of their expression, it's like now I am speaking. You are hearing, you are seeing. So now, at a level of expression, the mouth is speaking. The ear is hearing. Ultimately, it is the soul who is desiring to speak, and the mouth is the function, is the tool for expressing that. So they say the soul is here, the subtle body is here, the gross body is here. So just as I could say the speaking is done by the mouth and the speaking is done by the soul. Both are true. The soul is using the mouth as an instrument to speak. Similarly, thinking, feeling, willing, it is done by the soul, but for that the instrument is the mind or the subtle body in general. So normally the intention, willing, which is the last stage, that is, it is result of a dialogue between the soul and the mind. So what happens is, the mind cannot act independently. Although the mind seems to be controlling us, sometimes goading us, do this, do this. But the mind is not independent. The mind can only propose, it cannot impose. The mind can only propose, it cannot impose. I'll give an example to illustrate this. This is, suppose I'm driving a car and there is some restless child sitting next to me in the seat. And the child says, hey, see there, see that picture. Hey, see who is there on that road, see who is there. Now, if wherever the child makes me see, if I start seeing over there, there'll be an accident. Child says, come on, let's go into that shop. Let's go over there. Now, the child can keep speaking. I don't have to accept that. I don't have to do that. But if I pay attention to that child, then I'll go in a direction, maybe here, maybe there, and I'll meet with an accident. So like that, the mind is like a person sitting next to us. We are in control. The child cannot push the other person away and take the car's wheels and start driving. The mind cannot force us. The mind can propose, and it can propose so persuasively that we accept it. But still, the mind can propose. It cannot impose. So, intentionality ultimately is, the decision is of the soul. The soul decides, yes, I will accept this. Yes, there is pleasure over here, I'll go and enjoy. Now, the using the intentionality is more in terms of making resolutions. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says in the 7th canto that asankalpa jayet kamaha. So that can be translated in both ways depending on different manuscripts of the Bhagavatam. Some places is asankalpat jayet kamaha. By not making resolutions, by not planning or scheming or imagining, one can avoid, one can conquer kama, selfish desire. Or it can also mean, if you take it as sankalpat, by making positive resolutions. So I will not do this. That will also, one can conquer. Basically, the intentionality can be tapped by making resolutions. So resolutions may be facilitated by external barricades. If I decide to fast on Ekadashi. And anyway, everybody else is also fasting. It becomes easier to fast. So if there is external control or external assistant environment, it becomes easier. But ultimately, still I have to have that intention. So if I don't have that intention, everybody else may be fasting, but I may think, oh, I can't fast. And I may go and eat. Or, along with that, there has to be an internal break also. The mind may start imagining, oh, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. So, but for both the break and the barricade to work, there has to be that resolution, there has to be the intention. So intention we can do by resolution. By making resolutions, we can trigger the other faculties of the mind. Yes, this is what I am going to do. Then imagine, how will I be able to do this? Maybe I can cut down the time for this. Maybe I can do it like this. Maybe I can do it like this. You can just squeeze in something. So resolution is what? How we channelize the willing function. Answer the question. Thank you. Any other questions?